You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Make It Happen Mets did not make it happen out in San Diego after a winning streak, you know, coming out of Citi Field with all the vibes and then going to San Francisco and sweeping them and just feeling good about your young guys on top of your big money guys. Now, this is a little bit of a rut, but fret not. This too shall pass. You try to salvage the series by getting a win later today. And then you've got the trade deadline, and then you come back home, and, you know, Juan Soto, they asked Juan Soto his pain level. He says, I feel numb. I don't feel anything right now. I don't know if that means they shot him up with something or whatever to deal with it. But he says, I think it's going to be good. I think we're going to be good. We just got to get the swelling down after he, you know, fouled a pitch off and had to leave the game. But I think as you are getting closer to this trade deadline, the urgency to add to this bullpen and really to add a starting pitcher. Luis Robert would be cool, I guess. But like I just reported, they're talking about how the Mets starters do not go deep into games. And if you remember last year, what damned the Mets in the postseason was starting pitching. And the bullpen can be revamped and the bullpen probably will be repaired some. But you got to have pitchers that can get you to the sixth inning. The Mets don't even have pitchers that can get them to the fifth inning. They're averaging, it's you know, less than five innings per game. And tonight, Sean Manaea goes out there. He throws five, three hits, one run. He's fine. And then you look at Jose Buto, however you pronounce Jose Booty's name. And then Chris Devinsky. And yeah, that five runs, that five hits for Buto. I mean, he used to be a weapon, man. Maybe they turn him back into a starter? Nah. Maybe they just discard him because he hasn't been great. You got to tighten up the bullpen, but I really think they need to go get a starting pitcher if you're going to find any type of success going and navigating through this National League. You got to find the pitching, and obviously the hitting has to come through for the Padres. After Dylan Cease was on the mound last night, the Padres go out there and damn near throw a bullpen game. Their starter only goes four innings, and they're able to just go with five guys, one, two, three, four, five guys the rest of the way, getting an inning each and shutting down the Mets offense. Only four hits for the Mets offense and only one run. And that's not going to get it done. So, Zoo, I will tap you into the conversation as a Met fan on the fan. I'm not a Met fan, and I know these Met fans, they be tight, man. I put a video out earlier today. I said, I'm going to the game to root for the Yankees. If you want to heckle a team, go to Citi Field. All these Met fans are like, what do you mean, buddy? We'll leave us out of it. I'm like, what I'm saying is, like, if you're a Yankee fan and you want to root against the team, go do that in Queens. Don't do that here. But, yeah, I think the Mets are still one of the better teams in baseball in the National League. And you have the trade deadline to kind of, you know, plug some holes and right the ship and get this team ready. But, you know, David Stern's got to feel that urgency. And maybe this is exactly what you needed going into the deadline.
Well, I think the fact that you're starting to see a lot more people speaking on the matter of they need a starting pitcher means that they're probably going out and they're looking at these starting pitchers. That's what that tells me. So my hope is that, because when you look at the market, it's not necessarily a great one, and I don't think that Alcantara this year is really the move. I more so look towards Seth Lugo in Kansas City as a potential rental. And I think that
they
just signed him,
second
actually,
tour.
So he's out. It's really difficult. This market is actually atrocious right now.
Dylan Cease?
I want nothing to do with Dylan Cease. Yeah. Overrated.
Yeah.
To say the absolute least. He is one of those guys that people hear his name, they never see him pitch, they don't know what he actually looks like. Overrated. Overrated. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I did see that, 3 hours ago. Congratulations, Seth Lugo, on his 2-year extension with the Royals. Good for Seth Lugo. The Kansas City Royals are trying to compete, man. They're trying to stay in it. They're trying to get back. But, it was a couple days ago that it was announced that he was extended. I think I did have that in my notes a couple days ago. He's not going anywhere. 2-year extension with a vesting option for 2028. How old is Lugo at this point?
35.
So he probably finishes career there. You know, that's the thing, too, about this market. There is not that many starting pitchers. There are not that many, you know, there's some top relievers, but everybody's going for them. Everybody needs, you know, bullpen repair. Everybody needs these arms. And it's just going to go to the top bidder who's willing to give the most up. At least the Mets did some earlier today that I saw with Brazoban blowing it again. They optioned him. And I think that's a way to say, hey, we have a standard here. We're going to hold you accountable. Yo, you're not getting it done. Go back to the lab, work on some stuff, and we'll see you when we see you.
Well, that's the hope, right? Because, I mean, yeah, we can have that feeling. We can have that sort of, type of action. But at the same time, when you don't have the guys that can come up and fill the role properly, you're going to have him coming right back up. So any type of discipline you're trying to do with that is going to go right out the window.
Yeah, we'll see. The Mets,
they
got to
make a trade.
The Mets are shopping Jeff McNeil. There are reports that they're shopping Jeff McNeil. We're hearing about Mark Vientos, Luis Angel Acuna. So if you're hearing all these names pop up of players that they're willing to part ways with, well, that means they're obviously looking for a return. They're trying to fix some things. So we'll see. On my screen right now, it says the Mets were outscored 14-7 in the two losses to San Diego, and there were two completely different losses. Obviously, the heartbreak, 2 nights ago, and then this one just was just got smacked. So,
can I give you a name here?
Yeah, somebody that you want, a target?
Yeah, so obviously you got Durant on Minnesota, and that would be a dream pickup, but I'm not really necessarily trying to give up as much as it's going to cost.
Yeah, I think the Red Sox think that they're, you know, either going to be a wild card team or whatever. Like, I don't know if they're giving up Durant.
No, Minnesota.
Oh, you're talking about Johan Durant. I'm thinking Jaren Durant. Go on.
No. Yeah. So I would love him, but I think that's going to cost a little bit too much there.
Mm.
Griffin Jacks is the guy I think might be a move.
Okay. Yeah, I was reading an article about Griffin Jacks on SNY a couple days ago. He might be a good target for the Mets.
Luis Robert. Like a nice little 7th-8th inning type of guy vibe. And if you do get somebody to get into that starting rotation by the time you get to the playoffs, think about Clay Holmes, Griffin Jacks, Edwin Diaz. It's a nice three in the back.
Yeah, Luis Robert is a luxury. There were reports about, you know, the Mets being in on Ryan Helsley, the Yankees as well, and then also Mitch Keller. But, like, I don't know. When they put that, like it's Yankees and Mets for clicks. It's a New York market, high payroll. I think it's just obvious that you put those guys in. But let's
see.
Do you see
how much money Mitch Keller is set to make?
No.
I think he's getting $20 million a year.
Yeah, I don't know if the Mets would be interested in that.
I'm not trying to pay Mitch Keller $20 million.
The Yankees can't do that either with what they just took on with Ryan McMahon. All right, anywho, let's get to these Mets calls. 888-808-1019. Mets fans calling way in. Do you feel some type of way losing the series to the Padres? Does it kill the vibes of the win streak? Are you now looking at some players that you want to sell off? Are you now zeroing in on some players that you want? Let's hear from Mike in Manhattan on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Keith. I think they're going to go into the Mets. I'm a longtime Mets fan. I think they're going into a soon, just like because the game they lost yesterday is so reminiscent of the game they lost after Senga got injured, where they had a 5-1 lead and it all fell apart after that. And another thing, I don't want Alonso back next year. The guy I want, let me ask you, in a big situation, who do you want up at the plate? Kyle Schwarber or Alonso? I want Alonso off the team. Use that money for Schwarber as a DH and put Vientos at first base.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I don't know if they're going to go into a swoon. I do think it's interesting how they stacked this schedule, though, where you just went and swept the Giants, and now the Giants will come to Citi Field looking for revenge. Now, as far as getting rid of Alonso, Alonso's about to break this record. I know he's not really chasing it down on the road. I think I had said to my guy Dre, who's a Mets fan that listens to the fan and tweets us all the time, I'm like, oh, Pete Alonso's going to hit 2-3 home runs out west, and then he's going to be set up to come home and do it during this next homestand. That hasn't happened. But like Kyle Schwarber is balling. Kyle Schwarber is someone that I think will stay in Philly, because they're aggressive and they spend money and they pay their players and they'll probably extend him. What's his contract like? He's on a 4-year contract. Does it end after this year? Does he have an opt out? Yeah, he's a free agent after this year. I think that he ends up back in Philly. They're hosting the All-Star game next year. You know, this team just came to Yankee Stadium. He dominated there. But I like the thought. Hey, if you want to move on from Alonso and go get Schwarber, but I doubt that's going to happen. I think that Alonso is going to break this record. I think that there's going to be a lot of fanfare. I think Alonso has shown you who he is in the postseason, and if he has another good postseason, it's going to be interesting. He's going to obviously opt out. And I think there's going to be a lot of people lined up for his services this year, but I think the Mets obviously have the richest owner in the sport, and if the fans are calling to bring him back, He'll probably be back. But what do we know? That's so far down the line. We got to get to the trade deadline. Let's talk trade deadline with some of these Yankee fans, some of your ideas. I think I mentioned Ryan Helsley. You know, Mark Feinstein reported earlier today that Ryan Helsley is one of the most popular trade targets, with no less than a half dozen teams interested. Among the suitors, Yankees and Mets were the first two teams that he listed. Let's go to Chris in Port Washington on the fan next. What's up, Chris?
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. So you hear a lot for the Yankees, you know, Bellinger and Devin Williams, these like guys in the lineup. They're not going to trade Bellinger. They can't get rid of him, right? Devin Williams, pennies on the dollar. But if they fall out of it, right, what do you think about them moving Rodon, right? Did they eat a little bit of the contract? Maybe Detroit? They got a big prospect, the kid Clark. No, listen.
I know, right? But like, hold on. Like, if they fall out of it, the deadline is tomorrow. So
yes. Okay. So
how would they fall out of it and then move Rodon before the deadline?
Yeah, I guess you're not gonna get him out of it but Rodon is that's the guy they can dip, and they can get a legitimate prospect. The Cubs could be into it. The Tigers could be into it. Teams that are on the fringe that are going to try to make a run who need a pitcher. You know who else is a sneaky team? The Dodgers could be into it. They could get guys to stay in the roster. They could stay relevant. Like, think about the Cubs, right? Taillon's coming back, right? You get the starter, he comes back. Cole's happy. Team is happy. At least he's serviceable there. They could get rid of him and make a lot of prospects, rebuild the farm system, keep the momentum going. At least they would stay into it, and nobody's going to be mad if he's not on the team.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chris. It's not going to happen. They need Carlos Rodon. Who are your game 1, 2, and 3 starters for the New York Yankees in this postseason if you trade Carlos Rodon? All right, give you a minute to think. Not even give you some seconds to think. You don't need a minute to think. It's Max Fried game 1. It's Rodon probably game 2. You guys are going to pitch Will Warren, Cam Schlittler, Marcus Stroman. Oh, you guys about to pitch Marcus Stroman in. Oh, yeah. Luis Gil? Maybe. Luis Gil got his feet wet in the postseason last year. But, like, the Yankees need to... Rodon was an all-star this year. Rodon had his best year as a Yankee. Rodon's allowed to have a beard. He's got his beard power back. They're not training Rodon. They're hoping that Rodon learned from his start against Kansas City last year to, hey, control yourself, control your emotions, and that he can build off of that this year. The combination of him, Freed, Luis Gil, and then maybe they get another arm at the deadline, someone that they feel like they could throw, a Merrill Kelly, a Zach Gallen.
And also just
hopefully not an Andrew Heaney.
I mean, also just to poke holes in that theory, I mean, Rodon also has 3 more years left on his contract with over $80 million.
Yeah, it's not like he's cost effective. Like, he's making a pretty penny. And that's not the type of guy that, like, I don't think too many teams are lining up to say, yeah, we'll give you the prospects to take on his contract. No. He's a Yankee. He's a Yankee, and we need him to be a Yankee, and we need him to pitch in the postseason. And what I always remember about Rodon is when he came here, he talked about, I'm not here to pitch in April. He's like, I'm here to pitch in October. Part of being a Yankee was wanting the ball in the postseason. Let's get there. Let's get these guys there. And let's get another arm. Ryan Yarbrough could come back. I guess I wouldn't throw him in the postseason, but Ryan Yarbrough did show us some stuff where maybe he could rejoin the rotation. Maybe there's a thought that you could put Cam Schlittler into the bullpen. Maybe you could look at a rotation of Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, Luis Gil as like your best three guys. But yeah, I don't see any way that they trade.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't see any way that they're even shopping Carlos Rodon. You haven't heard his name come up. They need him. He's an all-star. They need him to pitch in October. Dave is in Rockland County next on the Fan. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Keith. I heard this rumor about the Yankees trading for Harrison Bader. My question is, why do they need another outfielder, and who would they trade for him?
Yeah, I think that popped up with the thought that Aaron Judge is not going to be able to resume playing right field, not going to be able to throw. I think that also popped up with the thought that they may trade one of Jason Dominguez or Trent Grisham, because Harrison Bader has been playing. He's obviously a center fielder, but he's played some left field for Minnesota. So if you've got one of those guys on the trading block and you do end up moving them for a starting pitcher or a reliever, then, you know, bringing Harrison Bader back, who's postseason proven, who's done it here, maybe if he's low cost because the Twins are selling and you could bring him back, but I don't think that's going to happen.
All right. Also, hot take, I don't want any of the Diamondbacks starting pitchers now.
Why is that?
I don't know. They're like getting older a little bit, not having good years.
A Zach Gallen rental doesn't interest you? Zach Gallen is a guy that has been an all-star in Cy Young conversation. Zach Gallen came to Yankee Stadium earlier this year and struck out 12 in a game. Zach Gallen's a guy I'm like, hey, what do they want for Zach Gallen to put him in this rotation? He was also born in New Jersey. Hold on, let me take a look at this guy. I don't know. Zach Gallen interests me
a
little
bit. He's like low South Jersey.
Summerdale.
Right. He's like a 5.8 ERA his last 15 games.
Yeah, but he's gonna be a free agent, so he's gonna be motivated to pitch well in the postseason, you know, once he gets out of there and try and raise his stock.
I can hear that.
No, but I understand. I don't want Merrill Kelly. I think Merrill Kelly is mid as hell. I just think giving up anything for Merrill Kelly, the type of stuff that he throws. I know he's a veteran. He could be serviceable, but nah, go for Zach Gallen. He's got better stuff. And who knows, maybe Matt Blake's pitching lab can get him right. And like I said, if he's with the Yankees on the main stage, going into free agency, knowing, hey, this is just my last hurrah, I got to dominate, might get the best out of him.
Also, one last question. Why are the Yankees being talked about going for like guys like Helsley and stuff like that? They have a closer. They should go for more like mid-level relievers. No?
Mid-level relievers is probably what they're going to end up doing. But I think, again, it's Yankees for clicks. Ryan Helsley's a name that they say 12 teams are interested in. And, I mean, it doesn't hurt to have multiple guys that can close a game. It doesn't hurt to have multiple guys lined up. Maybe Luke Weaver becomes your, like, seventh-inning guy. And then you have Helsley and Devin Williams lined up.
Honestly, I love that. That's a great idea. I'm keen to that. Also, I don't know what that last guy was on. Why would you sell Rodon?
I don't know. This is trade simulator time. This is cook-up trade time. We are now in Wednesday, getting down to the final hours, but there is no rumors of moving Carlos Rodon. He was an all-star as a Yankee this year. Yeah. He's had his best year as a Yankee this year. Like I was there and watched him dominate the Cubs this year. Like if he can do that, like there is the Yankees need him. He's untouchable. They're not trading him.
Right.
And no one really wants him. Thanks for the call, Dave. I don't think anyone really wants him enough to take on that contract and give up something for him. I understood the thought. The caller was saying there's not enough starting pitchers out here. So if he's expendable to the Yankees, would someone be interested? I think he said the Cubs might be interested. The Dodgers might be interested. No, they're not. I don't think the Yankees are moving him. I don't think the Yankees, I think the Yankees need him. I don't think the Yankees are in any position to give up an all-star starting pitcher with what their starting rotation has turned into, losing Clark Schmidt, losing Garrett Cole to start the season, like getting Luis Gil back and not knowing exactly what Luis Gil is going to be. Yeah, Johan Duran, I mean, like the big name guys, they haven't moved yet, and they're not going to move probably until Thursday afternoan. You know, the Johan Durans. Even though we got the like alert today, people thought, hey, he's out of here. The Eugenio Suarez is like those guys that are like the main guys that are like, hey, these guys are definitely getting traded. Emmanuel Clase is not getting traded anymore. Emmanuel
Clase.
Which
sucks for everybody that was looking.
Yeah, but that's what I said yesterday about, like, Johan Duran. Like, a price goes up for him and Griffin Jacks and Ryan Helsley because, like, with Clase coming off the board, their stock rises. What other trades have we seen so far? Josh Naylor traded to the Mariners. The Mets got Gregory Soto. The Blue Jays got Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Grichuk went to the Royals.
Obviously, Ryan McMahon to the Yankees. Amed Rosario to the Yankees. Randall Grichuk. The Royals got another. They got the Royals got a arm from, or they got a player from the Pirates. And it was freshly out of the Adam Frazier. Other than that, like the big name guy, like Sandy Alcantara, we got to wait until deadline day. Mackenzie Gore, Joe Ryan, Mitch Keller, those guys aren't going to move until hours before the deadline. And we got to keep our fingers crossed that the Mets or the Yankees are able to land. Oh, Danny Jansen. I was talking about how the Rays are in Yankee Stadium trading their catcher. He was in the lineup. I mean, we don't need him. We beat the Yankees without this guy, and they did. I said, yeah, we wait. For me, my wish list, you tell me your Mets wish list after this. My wish list for the Yankees in this order, left-handed reliever, starter, another reliever for the bullpen. Left-handed reliever, I think, is most important, and then a starter after that. But I honestly think that, like, with Yarbrough coming back, you don't need a starter that bad. With Heel coming back, you don't need a starter. Like, Heel comes back, who comes out of the Yankees rotation? Cam Schlittler? Do they move him to the bullpen? Wouldn't mind that, right? Could you imagine Cam Schlittler coming out of the bullpen in the seventh inning, throwing 100 miles an hour? It could happen. It's a possibility. I also think it's a possibility he could be traded. Your wish list for the Mets, if you have, you know, 1, 2, 3 in order, who they need to add, position player, pitcher, left-handed pitcher, right-handed pitcher, starting pitcher, relief pitcher, what are your thoughts?
All right, so I'm going with starting pitcher number one. That's without a doubt. They need to get it somebody that can go six innings plus and, dare I say, be borderline a solid number two, I guess, because there really aren't any aces on the market, if we're being fair. Number two, give me a reliever because this team needs another back end of the bullpen reliever. Even if they shift Clay Holmes to the bullpen, they still need another guy. Three, give me a big bat. Doesn't have to be a center fielder. It could be a DH for all I care. They need another bat in this lineup, and it needs to be a left-handed one with power.
David Stearns, Brian Cashman, your move. 888-808-1019. I do want to get into some Jets-Giants talk. We'll break in the next couple minutes, and I'll kind of set the scene for that as I get out of the 1 o'clock hour, or I get out of the first half hour of the 1 o'clock hour, and just still, you know, every show I try to end with some football. It's not the first thing. It's not something you open with. It's not something that you really take calls on yet. But, like, the Malik Nabers thing today was a little bit of a scare. Malik Nabers, with an actual quarterback like a Russell Wilson or even a Jameis Winston, becomes so important to the Giants' offense and entire team, because you saw what he did last year with Daniel Jones, with Drew Locke, with Tim Boyle, with Tommy Cutlets. Like, he's going to get a ton of targets, and that you got to keep that guy safe. You got to keep that guy healthy. So, you know, they said he appeared okay. And like, that's another thing, too, with padded practice and stuff now. You know, they're running plays full speed. If a guy does get banged up, there's just no reason on July 29th, I know it's the 30th now, but there's no reason to push it. You don't have anything to prove. You don't got to be tough, especially like a shoulder injury. This is a guy that just had a toe injury scare. They thought, like, no, Malik Nabers has to be, in his second year, available for the Giants offense, because I think you're going to really see this Giants offense turn into a legitimate offense. And I say that to say this, you know, Evan Neal, we're going to play some audio from Evan Neal. Evan Neal moving inside, I think he's got a different level of confidence. I think he's gonna be a better guard than assuming that he was just drafted to be a tackle. I think that helps your offense tremendously. And then also the highlights we're seeing from Cam Scataboo, the one that I saw that I thought was ridiculously athletic, and I don't know if it was, we didn't have enough of an angle in his practice. The ball gets tipped. He catches the ball falling out of bounds. He does the Tony toe tap. He's got his two toes like right on the line. I'm like, if that actually, like, from whatever view stood, like, that is incredible. And he is a little bowling ball. He is the type of guy that I think, you know, like I said, with pads on, you can start to see what he's going to be. As soon as they drafted him, I said the Giants just drafted their next great running back. Then he took Ahmad Bradshaw's number. Then he starts doing a little interviews and whatnot. You're seeing his rapport with Jackson Dart, how they kind of mess around and they both enter the field together. I can already see it. I've been to MetLife so many times. The Giants need someone like Saquon Barkley used to do, like Odell Beckham Jr. used to do, that can get into the green grass open field and get that crowd to start to, oh, like to, you know, raise the volume in there. And Cam Scataboo is a guy that gets lost in the line of scrimmage and then pops out, and then he's in the open field and he can run a little bit. So I'm queuing up the Evan Neal audio. I'm sure you guys have seen some of the clips of Cam Scataboo. And with the Giants, man, or with the Jets, man, opposite of the Giants, what I've been saying about the Giants is, like, now they have some characters. That's my word. But, like, what I mean is they just have some personalities. They have some players. They have some guys that you want to go see practice, that you want to see play. And I feel like they just, over the years of this Shane and Dable transfer from Dave Gettleman and letting go of some of his guys and kind of bringing in their own, you know, they haven't had as many of those dudes. You know, with the Jets, everything with the Jets is about culture. Everything about the Jets is about the shift in culture and shedding the Rob Sala all gas, no breaks, positive vibes only, all these like mantras, all of this like empty words, all of this stuff that like was really nonsense that obviously Rob Sala, I think, brought in expecting to, you know, motivate these guys. Like, are you a commander, competitor, contender? Like that stuff from Hard Knocks, all that was nonsense. Now you have actual coaches in the building. Now you have actual guys looking at the players and coaching them up. For example, what was said about Will McDonald. And we'll play some stuff when we come back. Odyssey's We Can Survive concert is back with performances by Ed Sheeran, Goo Goo Dolls, Alex Warren, and Shaboozey. All on one stage, one night only at the Prudential Center, Friday, September 26th. Our Ticketmaster presale is live Thursday at 10 a.m. Use presale code WCS2025. See you at Odyssey's We Can Survive, presented by Veg ER for Pets. I mean, still taking calls on, the Yankees and, you know, things from the game and Volpe and Max Fried and what the belly? Paul Goldschmidt. Embrace the Martian. Anybody else that we needed to speak on tonight? I mean, Jazz, I said, was struggling. No Stanton, but, you know, the kid gloves with Stanton as he's getting ready to, you know, catch fly ball. I don't really think they're playing him in right field. With the Mets, tough loss, but it is what it is. You ripped off 7 wins in a row, and now you run into the Dads. And those San Diego Daddies, man, they own the Mets at times. Definitely out there. And yeah, they opened up a can. They, you know, back-to-back nights had 5-run innings. It's tough to overcome that. But I think this might be exactly what you need to put some pressure on your president of baseball operations to go make these moves. And the more you wait on moves, the less likely you are to land the player you want, because other teams are, you know, putting their chips in. They're raising the ante, and they're saying, hey, we want this guy. So, trade deadline is tomorrow. I mean, obviously, we'll go through this whole day today, and then we'll really get to it by the time I'm on Thursday. I think Thursday I got the 7-hour or the 7 p.m., the 5-hour KM to AM, so that'll be great because the trade deadline is at 6. We'll be done. We'll be able to react. And then we look forward to, like, what happens the rest of the way with the Mets, with the Yankees. There is no getting off the roller coaster yet. There's no getting off the ride yet. In my live chat right now, they're talking about the weather. And I'm like, what's going on with the weather? So tomorrow, I guess, are we expecting some rain? Tomorrow has been super hot. But yeah, there's going to be some rain Thursday. And that's the 4th game of the series. So they'll get this another hot, you know, game coming up tonight. 95 degrees as the high, but then Thursday is supposed to be 75% chance of rain. So might have a little trouble there, but not really so worried about that. I don't know what y'all are talking about in the chat. Shout out to everybody in the chat, though. Shout out to Katie. Shout out to Rodney, Glenn. I know Hector was in here. I know Pam's always in here. Shout out to Joseph in here. I have cultivated a whole live chat of Nightcrawlers. Rodney said they should be called the Chat Pack. I'm like, it could be the Chat Pack. He's like, all right, you know, I forget what Rodney was saying about it. We should call us the Chat Pack. I'm like, I need a name for the live stream. I call them the Nightcrawlers because it's always nighttime when we're going live in here. And I couldn't really think of anything clever with like KM to AM, the KM to AMers, the AMers, Nightcrawlers, Night Owls. How about that? The Night Owls. No, it's got to be something like, I feel like there's always these like groups, these fan groups or whatever, like, you know, there's a name for these like armies, like the Beehive, like, you know, Beyonce has the Beehive. What is, Taylor Swift has the Swifties. I got to think of some. It's in the works. But anyway, also in the works was the football conversation. So what I wanted to do was cue up some audio, and then we can kind of, you know, take some calls. And, you know, people are starting to go to camp. Shout out to my doctor, Dr. Mo, who, you know, went to Giants camp and sent me a picture of, you know, his son out there. And I don't know if he said this off the record, but he said his son wanted to get a picture with Russell Wilson. He said Russell Wilson walked right past him. His son was so upset. I said, oh, it's hot out there. And Russ is a socialite, man. He's big time. Like, he ain't stopping for everybody's pick. And he said, yeah, my son was crying. It broke his heart. But he did get an autograph from some other players, and he did get an autograph from Brian Daboll. And I'm trying to figure out who this guy in the picture with his son is. There's a bunch of players that are signing autographs that are, like, not as big and famous and rich as Russell Wilson. But I jokingly said to him, I said, Jackson Dart can't start soon enough. Now Russell, now your son's rooting against Russ. He said, yeah, Russell Wilson is officially the most hated player in our household. So here's some audio from Evan Neal. Evan Neal is a guy who people labeled as a bust. If you remember Evan Neal talking about us New Yorkers, specifically you Giants fans, and talking about how you guys go home and flip burgers and serve hot dogs and you don't know what it's like to play football in the NFL. Remember that? He was tweaking before we play that. Because I'm rooting for the guy. I remember him with those comments. He apologized. But, you know, he basically called Giants sheep fans and fair weather bandwagoners because they were booing. I mean, at least Anthony Volpe hasn't done any of that to y'all. Anthony Volpe's not hitting the media talking about, like, yeah, you know, these Yankee fans are fair weather. Whatever, I'm going to go home and I'm still Anthony Volpe. You got to flip hot dogs and hamburgers somewhere. That's literally what Evan Neal said. Here's a quote. Why would a lion concern himself with the opinion of sheep? The person that is commenting on my performance, what does he do? Flip hot dogs and hamburgers somewhere? I'm like, oh, no. First off, bro, in this area, do not attack people that prepare our food. You couldn't have went, though. You could have said, I don't know. You could have attacked the taxi drivers. You could have attacked the delivery guys. But don't attack, like, there's some good hot dogs in New York. There's some good hamburgers, and we rock with those people, bro. Do not attack.
You know when he said that, too, he thought he was spitting.
He thought he was spitting coming out of Alabama. This kid went to IMG Academy. Everything was handed to him, and he's a big fella himself. I'm like, why are you attacking the people that make the hot dogs, hamburgers, and other meals? Don't you like to eat?
He probably thought, he was like, oh, these New Yorkers are going to love this, actually.
Yeah, he thought it was being tough. He thought he was, yeah.
They're going to love this. I'm going to show a little something here.
Nah, that made everybody like, yo, screw this guy. Get him up out of here. But, you know, he's got a new attitude. He's not a tackle. I think he's going to figure out how to play on the interior of the offensive line and protect Russell Wilson and block for Cam Scataboo, Tyrone Tracy. Devin Singletary still over there? Let's hear what Evan Neal had to say, because he's a top, what was he, a top 10 pick? I know he was like 6 or 7. He was 7. He was 7 overall in 2022. Let's hear from Evan Neal now that he's been working on the inside.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Interior as a guard, and he's got some good videos and stuff coming out of camp. Here's what he had to say.
What about your skill set you think helps you?
I think my skill set as an offensive lineman just helps me. I'm a big guy. I take up a lot of mass. I'm athletic. So when I get my hands on guys, a lot of time I can pretty much, shut the rep down and in the run game. I'm explosive and I carry a lot of mass. So when I make contact at the point of attack, I get guys moving backwards.
Okay, when you get your hands on guys. Chill. We coming off of the heels of Christian Wilkins. Like, we gotta watch our commentary. Christian Wilkins in the locker room getting his hands on guys, and they're reporting it to the higher ups. They told Pete Carroll, "Hey, he kissed me, he smooched me, he gave me a peck." I still think that Christian Wilkins stuff is hilarious. But I guess he's going through something because with the Raiders, Adam Butler, a defensive tackle who I'm sure was in meetings with him, he had a quote today where he was like, if you got something going on in life, talk to somebody, don't make any hasty decisions, get help. I'm like, what are we insinuating here, bro? And like, buddy is zesty. He's got a zesty highlight reel online from him doing a split at the national championship. To him being a reach-around type guy, him doing the grabs, grab-ass wiener grabber. I've been cracking up. They put out the Key and Peele skit from the baseball team where they're playing grab-ass in the locker room. Christian Wilkins is hilarious. They cut this man because he's kissing teammates. That's wild. I know I was in a couple locker rooms in college. James Madison University, different locker room than Monmouth University. One, because of just the build. I know, James Madison University, I didn't shower in the locker room. After a couple things that I seen go on in that locker room, I'm like, I'm going back to the dorm to shower. I'm not messing with some of you characters, bro. Some of the games you guys are playing, I don't play them games. I'm a quarterback. I'm not playing. I'm not getting in the shower with you big-ass D linemen, offensive linemen. Especially the older guys. I was a freshman, sophomore. I transferred out of there after my sophomore season. Some of these guys don't have boundaries. They don't have lines. It is a spot where these guys come in to shower after practice, and some of these dudes take it way too far. Christian Wilkins probably took it to a point where, yeah, he made somebody uncomfortable, and it was probably somebody that he was, 50, 100 pounds heavier than. Yeah, what a character. They got to do a whole 30 for 30. We got to learn exactly what went down, what happened with that. He playfully attempted to kiss a teammate on the forehead. I don't know, what were they clothed? The teammate felt offended by it. Like, yeah. Probably, like, yo, you got too close, man. You got to have some boundaries, bro. Not playing those games. I can't some of these stories I can't even tell, bro. There was this kid on my team at JMU, this kid Brandon. I can't tell this.
We'll just leave it at that.
I'm thinking back now. Cause like they will like I went to school back when you could haze people, when you could actually do some of these things. I got you. We're like not hazing to the point. I can't tell you stories on air, but I'm thinking back to some of the stuff that they would do to mess with you. There's nothing you could do about it, but were you gonna tell Coach? Go tell Coach. They would dare you to go tell Coach or fight. And that's like football players. Like we all used to scrap. You got to fight, especially like in college, man. We used to be the first ones on campus. I know I used to hate that. The first day a girl moved in was like, you're around so much testosterone. You show up to camp like late August or late July, early August. And then, like, school doesn't start until late. It's like a month. It's like 3-4 weeks of just waking up, running, practicing, two-a-day practice, shower, dining hall with just dudes and dudes. You're in the dorm. It's just all these same dudes. And some of these dudes, bro, they don't be playing fair. To different levels. If you can't fight, like, they're going to try you, knowing, like, you're either not tough, you can't fight. And they can get that off. They're going to take advantage of the ones that they can do certain things to. I think that's the Christian Wilkins story from my vantage point. Anyway, let's get back to the show. I literally have tears in my eyes thinking about this one story that I can't tell. And I don't know, man. Like when I got to Monmouth University, I showered in that shower, but it was a different type of structure. The shower was in the back. And, like, the showers weren't as close. And like, we almost showered by, like, position groups. Like, and the offense and defensive linemen, they're different type of dudes, man. They go first, man. Y'all go ahead. When I notice, I can look back and see the big fellas is out. Like, all right, yeah, you know, skill position's going in there. Bob is out in Los Angeles on the fan. We should probably talk about the Yankees or the Mets or the Giants or the Jets.
Subject change from the shower. I want to talk about this infield, but one thing I was thinking about that you mentioned is the irony, the Aaron Boone irony, that Tim Hill is now the most used and overused pitcher when it was just one time they really could have used him. So I wonder if it's just this PTSD of knowing it deep in his bones, like, hey,
it is.
I'm not leaving Tim Hill in the holster again.
It's a mistake that will live with Aaron Boone, the Yankees franchise, every Yankee fan forever. Like, you got cute and went to Nestor Cortez when you should have just went to Tim Hill. Now they go to Tim Hill every time.
You know, I'm 50, so that's my sort of watching spectrum. I can't remember seeing a more pathetic Yankee infield in my watching life, man.
Yeah, and it's just frustrating because, like, we watch Major League Baseball and teams commit errors. It's tough to field the ball. But it's like, damn, these guys have a whole blooper reel of this year from first base not being able to scoop the ball. Even when they had DJ, like, couldn't get to certain balls at second base. Jazz had one. He fielded the ball and just, like, couldn't get it out of his glove and tried to, like, push it with his glove. Volpe obviously leads the league in errors. At least now we got Ryan McMahon at third base. The ball gets hit there over him. He's got it.
This is a $300 million team, and we're saying things like put the ball in play,
yeah.
Catch the things I tell my nephews at T-ball, Keith. That's what we're saying to the Yankees.
It's frustrating, and it's alarming, and, like, they got to do something about it. But I feel like that's what I'm saying. There's such a culture of, like, it's not us. It's them. They're overreacting. Like, well, like, that's the Yankees talking about, like, if they were to listen to Keith McPherson's show and listen to the fans call, like, they're just overreacting. We're fine. We're good. And then it keeps happening. I'm in there tonight when that ball goes to Volpe and he goes to throw it at Jazz and throws Jazz off the bag and they don't get that out. Everybody's like, come, are you serious?
If the World Series game 5, inning 5, doesn't shake you to your core to tighten the screws and scare you straight, I don't know if anything's going to scare this team straight. Boone, Cashman, Volpe, Howe, whoever it is. If that doing you-know-what in the bed at the biggest moment and fundamentals and nothing changes, if anything, the screws are looser this year on the base paths in the field.
Yeah, because it is allowed. It is not treated like It is not nipped in the bud. It is not treated with like harsh repercussions, accountability. It is allowed. I mean, and like, I don't support sending Anthony Volpe down. I support giving him a day off, but like, Volpe's a main culprit. He plays every day. He leads the league in errors, and they're like, this is fine. This is okay.
That's another Boone irony along with Hill. It's like the one guy on the team that needs the day off. Giancarlo, I want him in the lineup. Give him a day off. He gives everybody a day off.
Yeah, they're cooling him off. He had been homering.
Except the one guy that needs it.
Yeah, I'm like, I hope they do not cool him off. Like, having him catch fly balls, threw him out of his routine the other day. He's got to continue to get at bats, especially with Judge out. He's supposed to be the one we lean on. I don't know, man. I don't know anything. I don't know. I watch all this stuff. I read all this stuff. I do these shows, and I keep coming back around. Like, I don't know. Because they prove every time I think I know something, they do something else to say they know better than me, and they don't work, but they know better. So what do I know?
I mean, if the you know that the only hitter on that lineup that really scares anybody other than Judge is the one guy that's fragile. And for them to risk that precious asset running him, I don't think they will, man. It's one of those things, it seems too stupid for them, but let's see.
Yeah, I heard the report over the weekend, and then 2 days ago, we saw him actually out there in right field. And I'm like, oh, they're dead-ass serious about this. They're actually going to go back to, like, I thought we learned our lesson. I thought we like, Stanton is 35 years old. He's he doesn't even run on the base paths. He stops at first base to not leg out a potential double because he doesn't want the hammy. This guy got hurt last year going from second to home.
It's a twofer. It's both the injury and, again, a team that got embarrassed defensively. So even if he doesn't get hurt, you got a guy in left field who, let's be real, he looks like Cat out there jumping around, flailing, throwing the ball. Like, he's not a comfortable defensive player. Nice kid, good stroke. Yeah, let's see what happens.
It's still an adventure out there for Dominguez. It's still not natural for the guy. Thanks for the call, Bob. But that's the Yankee arrogance. You guys have heard me use that phrase. The Yankee arrogance is, oh, we can overcome this. We can do it. And then what happens? Ball will find you. And, I mean, Volpe's a shortstop. Ball's going to keep finding him. So give him a break. Let him at Rosario rock for a day. Once a week, every other week. It's not going to, you know, make the kid go in the tank. All right, I'm out of here, man. I was going to play some Will McDonald, but you guys know. Aaron Glenn said it's coaching. It's coaching. He can do it. But Rob Sala didn't coach him to do it. That's why you're seeing it, because we coaching him. We watched the film. We saw his production, and we said, hey, this is what you need to add to your arsenal. So, yeah, we're going to get into plenty of football. Big Mac is coming up next, though. He'll talk Yankees, Mets, and maybe some football with you. I'll be back tomorrow. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN,
you know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.